We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I am hard, but I am fair.
Good morning, motivator.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
Take the hill. We got a long week.
Ah, Jesse Jane Duff, happy Monday morning to you.
Good morning, motivator. You know, why can't we just fire the congressmen like they fire these football coaches? You're not winning. You're out. Bye.
Yeah,
but damn,
thank you.
We got to wait every 2 years while they saturate us with nonsense. They saturate us with shit.
Oh, nice. Well done. Well done.
Do not. Yeah, yeah. Don't bleep that out. That was shift. I want to make sure people know that. Don't bleep me. I got bleeped once on the radio. I kind of got in my Marine mode. They're like, oh, the first time in 6 years we had to use the bleep button. I was like, oh, shoot, I'm sorry. Anyway, but hey, you know, this is just amazing to sit back and see that they're still going to go forward with this. And many people are saying, why isn't that? If the president isn't saying it's fair, why isn't he presenting his own attorneys? Because we don't even know who their witnesses are. This has become such a ridiculous scandal on the Democrats' part to manipulate the process, to put Adam Schiff in a special prosecutor role, but yet he is supposed to be running these hearings. Essentially, let it get through the House, and then when we get to the Senate, we'll play by our rules. We'll play by the rules that are actually right for the American people. We actually are going to do it the way it's supposed to be done in the Senate. And guess what? Every last one of them is going to get exposed. And if Adam Schiff is not ready to testify about how we found out about this supposed whistleblower, what his engagement was, when he's not ready to do all that, maybe it's quite possible in the House they won't vote for it to go on over to the Senate, because they'll stir the pot well enough to raise a stink, just like you do with a toilet, but they won't allow it to go all the way through because they know they'll get totally demolished on the Senate side.
Yeah. You know, we had John Decker on from Fox News Radio earlier. He is of the belief that they're going to vote on impeachment in the House. And you know, my thought is that, just like you just said, that's a big mistake because, you know, we had Roy Blunt on, the senator from Missouri, last week. And he said, you know, if we hold a Senate trial, every United States senator has to sit there quietly like a jury member while this goes on. And if it lasts for 4 weeks, well, that's 4 weeks that at least five senators I can think of won't be on the campaign trail for the Democrats.
Oh, yes. And they're also going to have to sit and listen to every single one of the witnesses come forward. They're going to call Hunter Biden, Joe Biden. They'll end up having, oh, and Lisa Page now is in a rampage on, she's written an article for the Daily Beast, which tells you right away what side she's on if it's in
right.
the Daily Beast.
Right.
You know, right, really? Daily Beast says it all. They are a bunch of beasts that don't need to belong in our U.S. government. And she's upset because the president called her names. Meanwhile, she was undermining the duly elected president. And she is up, actually, the New York Times story came out, and the headline says that there was no evidence of collusion the FBI did no wrong, basically. But when you read the article, the FBI, the article actually does admit to the wrongdoing by the FBI players. They just name them fancy names. They don't call them spies. They call them something else. No, the Trump campaign was spied on by the FBI. And we know this for a fact because the NSA director went and told President Trump that they were putting electronic surveillance on his campaign to move out of his headquarters out of Trump Tower. Many people don't know that. The NSA was unlawfully monitoring the campaign. The NSA director found out that the FBI was doing this, and it got pushed back over to the FBI. So that's how this whole FISA warrant happened. They created the phony dossier took it to the FISA courts, got the FISA courts to either be misled or they were part of the debacle, who knows, and they ended up having, they were allowed to now electronically surveil members of the Trump campaign. And when you start surveilling one person, you're allowed to go two more to each person that's surveilled, which can lead you now to two more, which can then lead you to two more. Essentially, the entire campaign was under surveillance. Now, can you imagine that? That your calls are being surveilled when you have no knowledge of that? What country are we in? Venezuela? The old Soviet Union? I mean, this is Stalinistic, and our own FBI did it.
And why the article now? I mean, I wonder, is it because you know the Inspector General report, and maybe more importantly, the Attorney General report is about to come out, the U.S. Attorney?
Right. And I'm kind of like Mark Levin. I'm not sure how the Inspector General report will come out. He's an Obama appointee, but that does not mean he's going to be unfair. I think Horowitz has been known to be a very fair IG. However, we do have the other investigation that's been going on that was appointed by the Attorney General to ensure that we get to the bottom of this entire sham of the Mueller report. Like, how did it even escalate to be a Mueller report in the first place? And anybody who watched that testimony was stunned that we paid this man over $30 million and his team to come up with this. His testimony was stammering. His testimony was incoherent. He was incapable of showing or demonstrating any collusion with Russia. It was an embarrassment. And yet the American taxpayers got fleeced for that. This undermining of the president has gone on so many times since he was duly elected. Nobody believes them anymore.
No, they don't. And it becomes more obvious every single day in the coverage. Jesse Jane, I'm out of time, but as always, I appreciate the energy you bring to this program. Thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.